Gunners and Alley when you wake up.
Waking up next to
Gunners and Alley, the perfect blend for breakfast.
91.7 The Wave.
Good morning, Ali.
Good morning and welcome to Friday. We finally did it. We got through the working week and we're here Friday on the cusp of the weekend.
I asked Ali just before off air, I said, what's coming up today? And she goes, she sang this. She says, Mark and the Mayor and Things and Stuff.
I went, Mark and the Mayor and Things and the Stuff, you know. So basically catching up with Mark Reddings.
Did you rap it, did you?
I don't know. I don't even know what I did. I'm that brilliant. It just comes out of me.
Of course, this weekend, the four-wheel drive boat, the boating, caravan, camping and...
Let me do it. Okay. The manager of Boating, Caravan, Four-Wheel Drive and Camping Show at Rushton Park.
Close enough.
Now, Mike, I want to ask, what's going on with the WAGs in the UK? They're going head-to-head in social media frenzy. What's going on there?
Well, you know Wayne Rooney, his wife's name, Colleen, and Jamie Vardy, his England teammate, his partner's name is Rebecca. Well, apparently, Wayne Rooney's wife has discovered that some of her stories that she's been handing out on social media to friends has been leaked to the press. And so she thought she'd try and get to the bottom of it. So she blocked off a lot of her contacts, essentially allowed just one, and that's Rebecca Vardy, to have access. And since then, a few of the stories have leaked out to the press. And so they've had a basically a war with social media. And it's quite entertaining, to be honest with you. You think it's big in Australia, the WAGs. What about in England with the Premier League stars such as Wayne Rooney and Jamie Vardy? It is creating headlines left, right, and centre. It's very humorous. It might even be a reality TV series come out of all this.
The claws are out.
As we've mentioned before a couple of times, lots of things on this weekend. One of the biggest things is the Woo Arena Show, which is on this coming Saturday.
Indeed it is.
In fact, tomorrow.
Chock-a-block full of amazing stuff. It did come around very quickly. Now, there's a load of things on the program. I've been looking over this because it sounds like so much fun. Of course, it's very agricultural. And one of the things on here, well, there's poultry judging and stud cattle judging, which is very self-explanatory. What's carriage driving and cones jackpot challenge?
Carriage driving. I think that's like when they get on a horse and carriage,
yes,
like a buggy
sort of
thing.
Yeah, that explains itself. And the cones jackpot challenge, is that where they have to show how well they can handle a carriage around...
Cones,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, the witch's hats.
Yeah.
Like in The Wedding Singer, when that guy is going to be his limo driver and Adam Sandler's teaching him how to not hit people. And he's like, but they're cones. Yeah, great.
Like that, but in a carriage instead of a limo. Time to have our once a fortnight chat with our mayor, Rhys Williams. Morning, mate.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're
good,
awesome.
Thanks. Great to be with you.
Now, on Wednesday night, Rhys, I understand there was a city centre safety summit. Try saying that three times fast. Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's a bit of a tongue twister. We all know that whilst there's a lot of great stuff happening in Mandurah, one of the things that puts those great things under threat is an escalation in crime and people not feeling safe, in particular in our city centre area. So last night I hosted the Mental Health Commissioner, the Minister for Police, the Minister for Local Government and the Deputy Commissioner for Police, as well as a range of business and community leaders from across the region. Five very specific things that we were asking for. We want a mental health police co-response, which is a mental health worker paired with police officers responding to criminal activity that could involve people who have mental health challenges.
Mm-hmm.
We asked for a commitment to some trials around a permanent outreach service in the city centre. This is for people that might be falling through the gaps. People, staff located in the city centre across the day and the night time that can go and offer some help, offer some referrals to the appropriate agency, help people that are just in that difficult spot in their life before it escalates into an issue. Asking for sustained police presence and more patrols in the city centre on a more permanent basis. Asking for additional funds coming into Mandurah for drug rehabilitation services.
Yeah.
So that was what we were really pushing for. And I got to say, I'm very grateful to those government leaders for coming down and speaking with us. Obviously, this has been an ongoing discussion that we've been having as a community. Zach Kirkup ran a community rally that, some 400 or 500 community members came along to. David Templeman's been pushing really hard in government to get some changes. Andrew Hastie's been particularly fighting for funding around mental health and tackling the ICE issue that we've got.
Sure.
And so this was, I guess, another tier of that conversation to get down to the specifics. I'm very optimistic, given the meeting last night, that we should actually begin to see some of these things rolling out in the community over the next few months.
That's fantastic. Good news.
I'm really thrilled and I'm really grateful to everyone that's helped to contribute. Even here at The Wave, you guys are constantly talking about the positive things that are happening in Mandurah. That's really great. We have to keep that up. But at the same time, we also have to tackle the root causes.
Sure.
And I'm pretty confident the five things that we spoke about are nice and holistic and that they will work to tackle these issues.
91.7 The Wave. Good morning. It's Gunners and Ali for breakfast. And the Eclectic Collection track, as chosen by moi, Madness, formed in 1976, still going strong today. I mean, they had a 10-year hiatus in 1986.
Well, good on them, having a bit of a break.
Yeah, and then they got back together in 1992, and they've been together ever since. And, of course, they've had a string of hits throughout the early 80s. Our House, Our House.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. Totally recognisable.
It Must Be Love.
Uh-huh.
It Must Be Love. Oh, Driving in My Car.
I love that you're giving me little snippets of how the songs go. That's hilarious.
Top that. Friday, which means my turn to do the hard word. And today, Ali, the word is abrogate.
Abrogate.
Yes.
Okay.
Is it A, to repeal, B, to avoid, or C, to greet? Abrogate. I'm going to put a stopwatch on you next
time.
Okay,
well, I'll do the same thing to you then. It could be any of those. I'm going to take away C, because I think you've thrown that in there to fool me.
Okay.
Abra, abracadabra. I'm just going to go with, it's a stab in the abrogate, but I'm going to go with B.
To avoid.
Yeah. My gut says A, but I'm going to go with B.
Okay. Well, you're right.
It's B?
No, it's A.
Oh, my gut was right. See, I should have listened to my random fact from yesterday and gone with my gut, but I didn't.
Uh-huh.
Because I thought maybe that was too obvious, but now, look, the gut always knows.
To abrogate is to repeal.
Nice.
Always go with your gut.
Have Gunners and Ali whenever you want. Podcasts at 917thewave.com.au.